Hi, I'm from National Public Radio.
National Public, what is it?
Radio! Now, from Washington, the program they said could not be aired.
Okay, let's stop this.
Welcome back to All Things Considered. This is Susan Stamberg in this half hour, a report on something and then details over at 2 o'clock.
Good God, what's going on around here?
This is All Things Considered. I'm Susan Stamberg. You're Bob Edwards.
That's where I come in.
Oh, dear.
But what is important to the voter is not the difference between the platforms. It's the difference they see between two men, and now we know that they are Jimmy Ford. I knew I would do that.
My colleague Linda Wertheimer has that story.
The Senate committee rejected a billion-dollar bailout, which would have permitted companies in... excuse me. include...
Poor Linda, it sounds to me as if you've been sitting around too many smoke-filled rooms up there on the hill. Can you continue?
The committee rejected the billion-dollar Chrysler, Lockheed, and Pan Am bailout bill, and they rejected a chance to add the oil depletion allowance. So the fight goes on.
Oh, this is delicious.
Do you like that?
Very much.
What is that?
I don't know.
We're not getting paid very much, but then again, we don't take much pride in our work.
NPR's Pauline Frederick has details.
Okay. Hello? 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 Are you there?
When you think about folk medicine, do you ever think about Pete Moss? Sure you do.
Well, we've had the news and the weather, and now it's time for the sports.
Hello? Are you there?
This is Bob Edwards. On All Things Considered, I talked with two sports psychologists, one who found a drug problem among the San Diego Chargers and thereby got himself barred from the NFL, and another who explains how to play every day as if it were your best day. Listen on NPR's All Things Considered.
National Public Radio believes it is most fitting that the F. Scott Fitzgerald stories become a part of the literature of radio, which has so often been described as the theater of the imagination. Who the fuck ever described it as the theater of the imagination?
Hello? 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 Hello?
Ad lib? I can barely read words on paper, let alone ad lib.
That's why we're bothering you with this story.
We're experiencing video difficulties. Please stand by. Can't see you, can't see you.
This is Tom Shales for NPR, National Public Radio.
Are you there? Hello, are you there?